exciting.
And let us now stand. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the Beneficent, the Merciful, Master of the Day of Requital. Thee alone do we serve, and Thee alone do we beseech Thine aid. Guide us on the right path, the path of those upon whom Thou hast bestowed favors, not those upon whom Thine wrath is brought down, nor those who go astray after they have heard Thy teachings. O Allah, make Muhammad successful and make the followers of Muhammad successful, as Thou did make Abraham and the followers of Abraham successful. Surely Thou art praised and magnified in our midst. O Allah, bless Muhammad and bless the followers of Muhammad, as Thou did bless Abraham and the followers of Abraham. Surely Thou art praised and magnified in our midst. Amen. Let us see. Testing.
Look at me, and we have an interchange. I feel a little uncomfortable now, because in my experiences and intellectual endeavors to learn more, I have found that learning is done in circumstances much better than my standing here talking to you. And it's difficult to teach people simply by talking to them. Yet many times there are situations and circumstances that we find ourselves in that make it necessary to do this, but since the Supreme Minister has pointed out to us this is a class, and in a class we establish or try to establish an environment for learning, we hope that as time goes by, we will develop the kind of format here that we think you'll be excited about and with, and will promote learning. Meanwhile, I'm going to say a few things and try and set up an exchange with you that will give us what is necessary here to better change or modify what we say or our behavior to better serve your needs and purposes. The Supreme Minister of the Nation of Islam, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, if you had the opportunity to talk with him now at any length or on a person-to-person basis, you find that he's an easy man to talk with. He's very for real. And being very for real, we need to recognize that we should today be in a circumstance and an environment where we can kind of let go with a little more ease. A learning environment is created, And we learn best in an environment, number one, which is non-threatening. A non-threatening environment means that you don't have to worry about what you say for fear someone's going to jump you for what you say. And we have to recognize, particularly in a class this size, with minds at all levels, some of us didn't get through grammar school, some of us didn't get through high school, some of us went through college, some of us in graduate school. So we have all levels here of circumstances of formal training that make it a problem in terms of developing a level that reach all. Now, I want to read something to you. The Supreme Minister of the Nation of Islam, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, can't always talk about himself the way he needs talking about. And the problem you may have is what to say about him. Honestly, we know him to be the Supreme Minister of the Nation of Islam, the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, who for 5 months now, just 5 months, has been functioning effectively, beautifully, in this role, in this position. You have to ask yourself, how has it affected you personally? How has it affected your temple? How has it affected the people that you are expected to lead? And what help do you need most? What help do you need most to make you most effective in your own circumstance? Now, while I'm thinking about it, the Supreme Minister mentioned a publication called Wilson's Dictionary of Bible Types. And we ordered 400 a month or two ago. Yes, sir. Anybody from A to E that hasn't seen Brother Minister Akbar, city's name, number, name, alphabetical order from A to E. You have not yet seen Minister Akbar, please see him. The Wilson's Dictionary of Bible Types, Brother Minister Shabazz, Donald Shabazz, you're from Grand Rapids, aren't you? Were you able to get a copy or two? Right. He talked with me, but did you yourself get a copy at all? You did. Okay. I asked that because I didn't know whether or not you were able to get one. They told me that they were reprinting them. When I ordered 400, they had told me they had shipped them, and then I got a call from the publisher to tell me that they were out of stock on them and that they were reprinting them and they wouldn't be available again until the middle of August. However, in your area, if there's a bookstore in your area, you may be able to get one in your area. Most of the ministers have told me they've had a hard time trying to find a book. But we have ordered them, and whenever they're back in print, we will have them available again. Secondly, Holy Quran by Yusuf Ali. You will find some of these over at the Temple No. 2 clothing store. The price is rather high. I think possibly if you go up to the publications department, if we got some up there, tell me you're a minister, you'll get a discount. And I'm not happy. The one you'll find is not quite as well bound as this one. It's not quite as thin as this one. They got some over there. It's a big, fat book. And it's not bound as well as it ought to be for the kind of book it is. I've been dealing with Shaikh Muhammad Ashraf, the publisher of these books, for about 15 years. And I really screamed at him and said to him, particularly since he went up considerably on the price, that the book should be better bound. But it isn't. And you may find the binding tends to come apart because it's a big, fat, thick book. But there are some available. We are pressuring him to allow us to print it here so that the book will be available, better bound, better quality, less cost. And we may be able to do so. Now, let me go on to the point that I was trying to make. Here, as I look out amongst you, I see many who I know who know me, and I know that there are things that you know are doing and can doing that in an interchange one to another, we can learn more and quickly. And this Holy Quran, this is the translation by Muhammad Ali, chapter 2, verse 106, reads as follows. Whatever message we abrogate or cause to be forgotten, whatever message we abrogate or cause to be forgotten, we bring one better than it, or one like it. Knowest thou not that Allah is possessor of power over all things? Let me read that again. Whatever message we abrogate or cause to be forgotten, we bring one better than it or one like it. Knowest thou not that Allah is power over all things? Now, in browsing through the Quran, I ran across this particular passage. And I was very much concerned about it because the Supreme Minister brings to our attention many times that people don't seem to understand that he is carrying out what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may the peace and blessings of Allah ever be upon him, started. And that if you will review what the messenger taught, you will find he opened up doors and everything. And in certain areas, emphasis was upon this, and another area, emphasis was upon something else. But all doors were open. And it seems that many are saying that the Supreme Minister is not teaching what the messenger taught. The Supreme Minister has to teach what he has to teach. And the Holy Quran here just got through saying, whatever message we abrogate or cause to be forgotten, and I'm going to use this, read this out of Yusuf Ali translation, which is slightly different. It says, we bring one better than it or one like it. The footnote to this says, reading the verse under discussion in the light of the context, it is clear that the Jews are addressed here. This is Muhammad Ali's point of view, obviously. The two previous sections deal more or less with a particular Jewish objection to the revelation of the prophet, that they would not accept a new revelation which was not granted to an Israelite. The same subject is continued, the Jews being addressed throughout. Their objection was, why was another revelation sent down to Muhammad? And why was a Jew containing new commandments promulgated? The objection was to be answered. The answer is given partly in verse 105 and partly in the verse of the discussion. In the form of these, they are told that Allah chooses whom he pleases for his revelation. In the latter, that is, one law, the Jewish law, was abrogated, but one better than it was given through the Holy Prophet. It should be noted here that the new law is here stated to be better than the one abrogated or like. Now, if we get an opportunity, maybe next time if I'm allowed to come before you again, I want to pass out some forms that deal with value. In today's context, the Supreme Minister is teaching know yourself. When the messenger dealt with self, he dealt primarily with ourselves as a people, as black people, as Muslims. We're still dealing with that, but we're talking about know the inner workings of your own mind, your own self, your own weaknesses, your own strengths. Know your own values. And values are many times subconscious or just below the level of conscious. Yes, sir. Thank you. All brothers who have not been photographed, please come out and get in line to be photographed. Go right around the corner and see Brother Wali Akbar Muhammad. Go right around. Well, we got half the class. I'm hesitating about going on because half the class just left. And there's some things that I want to deal with that I felt like I want them to hear that are important. And if I continue, we're going to be in the middle of something and completely bypass something. If you have any of you finished filling out your personal data sheet form? Okay, maybe I'll collect those while we're waiting here. Of the personal data sheet form, it says, are there any other temples in your location? That means, are there any other temples in your city? Where it says, are there any other temples in your location? That means, are there any other temples in your city? I'm going to talk about words. Words are very interesting.
Those of you who have finished with your personal data sheet, I will be around and you can put them in the box.
Has everyone in here now had a photograph taken? All right. And everyone here who has... Oh, well, the brother Minister Akbar is calling you according to alphabet of your city. So I guess he'll call you when he wants you. I'm not talking at the moment because in order for you to teach someone something, and this type of exchange is very difficult to teach in... You have to have attention. If I bang on this and make a lot of noise, everybody look up here and suddenly I'll have your attention. Then we can talk about some things. But since this method is somewhat ineffective to begin with, we'll wait a little while and have a little more attention, and perhaps by then, the man we all here to hear anyway, the Supreme Minister, will be here. So I can get on out of this. I think we'll continue now, and I'm not going back to something that I was into just a little while ago in the Holy Quran. The reason for that, I don't feel particularly comfortable at this moment into it, because there's something else that I wanted to relate to it, and I haven't had a chance to relate it to it. And what I'm doing is feeling myself. I'm feeling what I feel. Many times when you're on the rostrum, we all have had this experience now, you be teaching and you're groping for your subject. You know, and you didn't do your homework, and you're out there teaching, and then suddenly you feel comfortable. You know, suddenly you got it, and then you off. And if you're not comfortable in something, you can't do anything with it. So there's an area that's very important, a passage particularly important. I'll write it down anyway, and what you do is read it, and read the footnotes in it, in both the Muhammad Ali Quran the Yusuf Ali Kawan, the Majid Ali Kawan, the Abdul Majid, whatever Kawans you got, I got about five or six. Slightly different wording in each Kawan. And since we don't know Arabic, we still won't know the exact connotation of it. That's why Allah blessed us with one who knows Arabic. So he can give you every little nuance of the word. But it's 2:106 in the Holy Quran. Read that. Relate to it. It'll give you a much better understanding of what's happening and the wisdom of Allah and blessing us with the Supreme Minister today. Now I'm going to deal with one thing that I do feel very comfortable with, and is an area that I think all of you should get into as quickly as you possibly can. It's semantics. The Supreme Minister teaches us that words make people. And in the Bible, John 1st chapter, 1st verse, it says, in the beginning was the Word. And that chapter titled, Words Make Flesh. Right there in the old poison book. In the beginning was the Word. Word was with God, and the Word was God. But no one ever broke down for us what the Word really was until someone who'd been given a referent for the Word knew just what the Word was all about. Now try and remember this. Words don't mean, only people mean. What am I saying? We just had a good example. A brother minister just asked me, he says, what this says here, are there any temples in your location? He says, does that mean your state? Does that mean your city? Does that mean your area? Yes, sir.
Anybody who has not had a certificate going up now, and all of the ministers from A to L that have not received a certificate since been reported in the year.
All right. All the ministers who have not yet taken their photograph should get back there and get that photograph taken. All of the ministers with cities and cities alphabetically from A to L should be in the back to see Minister Naeem Akbar, and all those in that category too who have not yet got their minister's kit should also see him. You're in that category from A to L.
If you're finished with your minister's personal data sheet, will you please hold them up? If you're finished making out your minister's personal data sheet, hold them up so we can collect them. Attention. Assalamu alaikum. Brother ministers, the Supreme Minister is in the building, and we want to
you know, get quiet and get in our places and get in the mood. And when I say mood, I'm talking about a mental mood. Is that right? And when you're in the, when that kind, that's the kind of mood that we want to get in, is the mental mood. And so we want to settle down, and I think we have a good minister, you know, who can get us settled down. So I'm going to bring him before you at this time. It's my pleasure, in the name of Allah, giving thanks to him for the greatest man on earth. And there's no joke about that. That's right. Yeah, we love this man. That's right. So it's my pleasure at this time, in the name of Allah, in the name of His Supreme Minister, Honorable Walid D. Muhammad, to bring before you my dear brother, ministers, personal representative of the Supreme Minister of the Nation of Islam, Minister Abdul Farrakhan.
Assalamu alaikum. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, peace and blessings forever be upon His servant and His messenger Muhammad forever. Ameen. My beloved brothers of the ministry class of the Honorable Walid D. Muhammad, Supreme Minister of the Nation of Islam, it is indeed a great honor and privilege for me to be able to stand before you for a few minutes to talk with you about some of the things that we are learning from the Honorable Walid D. Muhammad. My dear brothers, those of us who have ministered with the Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad, may peace be upon him forever, who have been blessed to be delivered from the womb of the first resurrection, are indeed being blessed with divine light to see the benefit of being in the second resurrection. Many of us who have become accustomed to the old language of the first resurrection have found it difficult in the initial stages of the second resurrection. We would be untrue, dishonest, and really unworthy if we didn't tell the truth. My dear brothers, recognizing that many of us, most of us, are from the first resurrection, the Honorable Walid D. Muhammad said that those of us who are rooted in the teaching of the Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad, and who will give up their resistance to the new language of the second resurrection, they will be greater ministers even than those who come who have no knowledge of the first resurrection. But the thing that the ministers have to do is to give up the resistance, the mental resistance to the language that is being given to us by the Honorable Walid D. Muhammad. My beloved brother ministers, the sincerity of our hearts is sufficient to learn the new language. the willingness of the mind to grow is sufficient for us to learn the new language. The Honorable Master Elijah Muhammad, may peace be upon him, said to me some 9 years ago, and I'm quoting him, he said, "Brother, I'm going to go away for a while." Naturally, that shook me up. And I'm sure those of you who heard that he was going away, it also upset us too. Because we did not know what we would do, if we could do anything, without his presence. But he said this. He said, "Brother, what I have given you is just a wake-up message." Now think over that. I haven't given you the real message. I've only given you a wake-up message. Something to shake you from your 400-year slumber, and then to get you out of the bed and move you to the wash basin. But I haven't dressed you in the garment for your work. I haven't given you the knowledge to go out and do your work. The message was just a wake-up message. He said, listen to this, "I will be gone," he said, "for approximately 3 years." He said, "And when I come back, I will bring you greater knowledge." He said, "I'm going away to study." Naturally, being a baby and being emotional, I was upset. But he warned me. He said, "Brother, don't you change the teaching while I'm gone. Keep it just as I have given it to you, but when I return, I will bring you greater knowledge." I, as a student of his, a disciple of his, a lover of his, even a worshiper of his, did not ever want to see him leave us physically. But I kept looking for that time that he told me about. And then he said it to me on another occasion in another way, but it turned out to be the same thing. But what I did not know was that when he finished his lecture on the theology of time in 1972, he made no more public appearances except on Savior's Day. There were hardly any new articles that came out in the Muhammad Speaks. He was indeed absent from us, though present. He passed February the 25th, and we know now that his going away and returning was not a physical going away and a physical returning, but it was a spiritual passing that took place 3 years before he physically passed. We would come to the table and he would be quiet and just look at us sometimes. He would listen to us talk. He was weighing us out because he knew one was coming behind him, and he wanted to see whether we would be prepared to walk off boldly into the new teaching, into the new direction. He said, "There are many things that I could tell you, but I'm afraid you'll turn hypocrite on me." Didn't he say it, Brother Minister? He wanted to tell us, but he knew that emotionally we would probably go backwards. So he left hints and he left signs. All praise is due to Allah. The Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad, the Supreme Minister and head of this body, Christ, did not have to be in the temple physically with us, because he told it to us very well on February the 25th. He was not made to eat baby food. He knew what we were eating. He didn't have to sit at the table with us. He was out. All praise is due to Allah. He was out preparing a meal for us for the second resurrection. His father knew where he was. His father said, leave him alone. He's not alone. You leave him alone. All praise is due to Allah. Brothers, many of us knew that this one was coming. We didn't know how, we didn't know where, we didn't know when, and we didn't know what he would say. But we knew that he was the one to help his father. Now, brothers, I'm just bringing you this because I feel that we should walk boldly out of the old language of the first resurrection and know that we are not making a mistake, that we are not breaking faith with the master. But if the master were here himself, he would say, walk on, my followers. Walk on with my son. Listen. Hypocrites and weak ones will throw it up in your face. Where was he? He was a ruler walking beside his father. He couldn't walk with his father in the house because he was a ruler for another time period. And since two things cannot occupy the same space at the same time, he gave way to his father until his time had come. That's right. Now, brother, his time is here. You say, where is he in the scripture? He's all over the book. Once we come out of our fixation with the first resurrection, we can see this man clearly. Every time you turn a page, you can see the Honorable W.D. Muhammad.